from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, so we talked earlier in the show about Brandon Ayuk, right? Once again, not participating in practice for the San Francisco 49ers. Nobody should be surprised by this. He's handled this miserably. His agent is either giving him terrible advice or he's not listening to his agent or whatever, some combination. So with that being said, and with John Lynch saying what he said, and obviously the clock ticking, and Kyle Shanahan said he's prepared basically at this point to open up week one of the NFL season without both Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, that's the San Francisco component. So people, of course, naturally have wondered over the weekend. A couple of reports emerge. Hey, maybe the Commanders are back in. Maybe the Commanders. Mike Garofalo said basically that. Michael Silver said basically that. Commanders could be back in here. Well, Adam Schefter of ESPN, who sometimes does get things wrong, was on the Pat McAfee show earlier today and, was asked kind of about this, and Adam just shut it down.
Agreements in this entire thing. And we kind of thought maybe the Commanders, whenever they traded Dotson for a third rounder, maybe they were trying to load up a third rounder.
Commanders are not in.
Got it. Commanders not in. Obviously, deal didn't happen.
All right, so McAfee kind of trampled all over him, but Schefter, before he opens his trap, is shaking his head like, no chance. Now listen, do I believe Adam Schefter? Yes. Do I believe he's been told strongly that they are not in on Brandon Ayuk? Yes. Could something change? Of course it could. And that's why I've learned over the years, as hard as it is sometimes when you're told something by people you trust, that you got to remember, they might be only telling you part of the story. Or that situations, needs, attitudes, thoughts might change. So Schefter is going to say on August the 29th, the Commanders are not in on Brandon Ayuk, which is going to re-shut down any speculation, any talk, any buzz, any rumors, what have you. But Schefter said this. Again, Schefter doesn't know that. Schefter is being told that. He's being told that by people that are involved in the situation. And obviously, remember who he is so connected to. The Shanahan family and Adam Schefter go back a long ways. So, I have no problem believing what Schefter is saying. I guess I would just remind everybody that 2 weeks from now, it could be a different situation. 6 weeks from now, it could be a different situation. So for anybody that's going to go, but on August 29th, he told Pat McAfee, the Commanders, no interest, not involved. Yes. For right now, somebody, maybe more than one person, of good authority is telling him they are not involved. That could change. So I just friendly little reminder, that could change. Okay? So just keep that in mind. All right. That is number one. Number two, we mentioned college football really kind of starts tonight, right? So you know you have the 12-team playoff now. You know, like a team like Florida State, which is already 0-1, top 10 team in the country, lost in Ireland, but they would likely be out under most scenarios, under the old format. But now, of course, with the 12-team format, they've got plenty of time to make up for it. But because there's now 12 playoff teams in the college football playoff, the winner could be very, very much more, let's call it, randomized. However, when it comes to gambling odds, you know, gambling odds that are as predictable as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, right? They just simply take what everyone's saying, all the reports, all the rankings, all the previews, and they just, let's throw this strand of pasta to the wall. So, the new odds are out for the college football playoff on ESPN Bet, which is sinking in finances, according to a story I just read overnight. ESPN Bet has the Georgia Bulldogs at plus 300. Ohio State at plus 325. This is to win the college football playoff, not to make the college football playoff. They have the Oregon Quack Quacks at plus 700. Texas plus 900. Alabama plus 1400. All the way down to the defending national champion, Michigan Wolverines, at plus 3,500 in the same ranking or same spot as Missouri. And Penn State, which opens up at West Virginia at high noon on Saturday afternoon, which should be a fun one, is at plus 2,500, just beyond LSU, where, of course, they have to replace Jaden Daniels. So, what does all that mean? It means absolutely diddly poo. Nothing. It means squat. ESPN Bet has no idea, has no clue who's going to win the national championship. They are simply creating odds to get conversation and to create betting action so that they can make more money, and they will take their chances that enough of you will pick enough of these 12, 13 teams or whatever it is, that whoever they lose on and whoever actually wins the college football playoff, whatever you lock them in at, they'll take that offset and they'll take all the money that they get on all the other losing teams because you thought, ooh, Texas at plus 4,000, which is actually the worst team. I screwed up there. They put it out of order for whatever reason. Texas at plus 4,000? No. I'm sorry. Texas A&M is at plus 4,000. You get the point. That somebody that said, whoa, I can't resist putting $25 at plus 2,500 on Penn State. Maybe they'll get lucky. Maybe they'll win. And maybe they will. And not enough of you will do that. And that's what they're banking on. So that's it. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three for the week.
Cleanup on aisle three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.